Workplace Pensions Direct on Stray FM's Business Hub.
If you run a business, you should be well aware by now that auto-enrolment for pensions is, well, already here for a lot of businesses, but coming very soon for others. But a lot of people think they're across it and maybe aren't getting it quite right. So I'm delighted to say that Keith Humphrey from Workplace Pensions Direct is joining me in the studio to talk about common mistakes he's seen with auto-enrolment.
Okay, how long have we got? Let me give you the headlines. I think the first mistake that most employers make is quite simply leaving it too late to start the process. What they do is that they're getting a letter and reminders from the pensions regulator, and they're using it as an aide memoir, but they're just leaving it and leaving it and leaving it.
And on that reminder, it's saying you should have auto-enrolment pensions in place by this date. Are people reading that and going, oh, it says November next year, I've got ages, forget that?
Yeah, that's right. And I think the problem is that people are thinking that's the date that they need to start the process, but it's actually the date they need to have completed it. So it's a bit like saying, okay, it's the 31st of January, I need to do my tax return.
Yeah.
And of course, it's just too late.
And we all know freelancers like that.
Exactly. So my first advice would be is to start the process early, engage a professional early, or indeed, if you're going to do it yourself, start early. So that's the first common mistake we notice that people make. The second mistake is that they've got to be very careful that they don't fall foul of the rules. Mm. Very innocently can fall foul of the rules. And a simple example would be where an employer would be discussing with their employees whether or not they should even join a pension scheme.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can't give any sort of indication whether or not they should do it. That's effectively giving advice, which you have to be accredited to do?
Well, it's not so much to giving an advice, although that is a potential risk. It is actually against the rules to try to influence in any way, shape or form whether your employees were to join the scheme. So there will be some instances out there where the employer has said, look, you know, we've got this auto-enrolment scheme coming, but, you know, if you join it, I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to look at pay rises next year. Things like that.
Oh, I see.
That's actually illegal, and got to be very careful that you don't innocently stumble into that.
Because I imagine that people are going, well, it's going to cost the company money because they've got to pay in to the scheme, don't they? They've got to do a contribution.
Yes.
So they're going, well, you know, it's better for me if you don't go in because then I don't have to contribute, which isn't a great way of looking after your staff, is it?
Not great. And I think it's worth noting out there that one of the highest forms to date of compliance fines by the regulator have resulted from whistleblowing.
Right.
So employees, if they're not offered a scheme, employees who maybe have been on the end of that type of conversation can just pick up the employee direct line into the pensions regulator and tell the regulator about their experience. And that runs a risk of then turning into a fine for the employer.
And a big old fine is going to be a much bigger sting than just getting on with it in the first place, probably.
Sure, and we're seeing fines increase all the time. It's expected because the amount of companies now coming into staging are going up and up and up, so you'd expect there's always going to be a proportion of people that fall foul of the rules.
Now, when we spoke previously, Keith, you'd said that there were basically three ways of doing this auto-enrolment. You can basically get somebody to set it all up for you, you can do it yourself, or you can come to a company like yourselves and basically outsource it all, and you'll look after it and you'll maintain it and you'll look after it for as long as your agreement together lasts. A lot of people probably are thinking, especially I imagine this is smaller businesses, they're thinking, well, you know, I've set up this business, I've done quite well, I've done it all myself, I've taken it all on, I'm just going to take this on myself as well. Is that causing problems?
Yes, so much so that as a business that we've introduced a auto-enrolment rescue package, which really is designed to help companies that have made a right old mess of it, or indeed if they've had a bad experience with an advisor of some sort. My feeling on this subject in business in general is that I think businesses should stick to what they're good at and outsource what they're not. Mm. If it then becomes core to their business, they can always bring it in. And if you think about it, every single business out there, pretty much, someone could do it themselves. So let's say it's a decorator. We can decorate our house ourselves. Some people choose to employ the services of someone that does that for a living, and so on and so forth. Tax return, almost anything you could say, you could do it yourself. And so I think it's a philosophy for most companies to say, do you know what? Am I worth doing something myself, in this case auto-enrolment, or is it actually more cost-effective, and I believe it is, by the way, to outsource it to a professional that can get it done in a fraction of the time that it would take me?
You don't want to get it wrong, do you?
You don't want to get it wrong, and I think we recognise as a business that this is such an important area that we have introduced a compliance guarantee into what we're doing, so that we absolutely guarantee to all of our clients that we will ensure that they comply. And if they do not, as a result of something that we haven't done, we will pay the fine for them. We are that confident. So it's also a risk issue for companies, so that they actually concentrate on, as I say, what's core to their business and don't take unnecessary risks in other areas.
Are there any other particular mistakes that you're seeing people make on a regular basis?
Yeah, a couple more to spring to mind. Payroll's a bit of a nightmare. Often people will just get the contribution basis wrong, get the timing sent to the pensions provider wrong. The other area which I think is worth noting is the selection of the pension scheme itself. I believe a lot of people's approach, some professional advisors as well, is a bit flippant in this area. The regulations state quite clearly that the employer must show good reason why they selected the scheme that they have. Uh-huh. And many companies, they're just saying, oh, I'll pick that one. We would worry that certainly once PPI, for example, finishes in 2019, I think it is, a lot of these companies that are looking to cause redress, shall we say, auto-enrolment could be a fertile ground for them.
Well, this is it, because lots of companies have sprung up, haven't they, off the back of these PPI claims to kind of go, you know, we'll take the... They do a similar thing in a way, don't they, to the service you offer, in a sense, because they basically go, hey, Joe Public, you probably had PPI at some point if you've had any kind of lending. Therefore, we'll take all the legwork for it. Just sign some paperwork. We'll do all the legwork and we'll get you some cash. We'll take a percentage of that cash, but we'll get you some cash you probably wouldn't have got because you wouldn't have done it yourself. When that all dries up, these companies are not going to want to disappear, are they? They're going to want to find something new, as you mentioned.
There is a risk of that, and I'm not one to be particularly scaremongering, but it's worth noting a risk, and you can see it in the future where they say, has your employer set up their auto-enrolment scheme correctly? Have you been enrolled on the correct basis? Have you been given the right information? If not, you could get X, Y, and Z.
And we're seeing that, because those same companies are already telling us about package bank accounts. They're going, I've heard adverts for, did you get sick on a package holiday? You can see how they're going to go, right, okay, what are the things of people kind of maybe not going to be happy with, maybe not quite been put through the right, you know, all the right boxes been ticked correctly. So you do want to cover yourself for that.
You do. And one final point, I think, is a common mistake is record keeping. Because, again, there's a very well-known saying in our sector, if it's not written down, it didn't happen.
And lots of people get caught out with that all the time, don't they, of not having a paper trail of these things. If somebody's listening to this and they go, I don't want to make those mistakes, or maybe they already have made some of those mistakes and they need a rescue, perhaps, how can they find out more about what you do at Workplace Pensions Direct?
Sure. Well, at Workplace Pensions Direct, we literally help hundreds and hundreds of companies to get this area right. Our website is workplacepensionsdirect.co.uk.
Workplace Pensions Direct on Stray FM's Business Hub.